Welcome to Prairie Craft Almanac, a podcast exploring craft, nature, and simple living. From discussions on sewing and knitting to sharing valuable resources to just chatting about what's going on in the gardener's studio, this is where I like to talk about all things creative. I'm your host, Leanne, and I'm also the maker behind Moth and Rust DIY, a blog where I share free knitting patterns, sewing tutorials, artist interviews, my musings on inspiration, and a lot more. I'm a big advocate for living your best creative life, and it is always my goal to inspire, encourage, and lift up others in their own creative journeys. Today, I'm chatting about some of my thoughts on niching down, or niching out in my case, taking a more holistic approach to creativity and giving my blog and brand a bit of a refresh, so I hope you will stay tuned. It is 2022. Are you ready? Is that even a fair question? I don't know. I don't have to say that the last 2 years have been something else, although I did just say it. That aside, I probably also don't have to say that life that we consider normal or regular, those times can be challenging too, of course. I have been feeling like lately I'm not doing enough, or I'm not doing exactly what I want, or something like that. And I can't even really articulate. I just know that I haven't exactly been slaying, as the kids say. Of course, that is totally fine and okay, but I do feel like maybe I'm getting ready to possibly start, perhaps kind of feel like I'm going to get my stuff together. Yeah, I think it's that New Year's optimism speaking, maybe, perhaps. But anyway, all that being said, and I still hesitate to say what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I feel like it is time to hit reset, and I feel like maybe I can get back on a schedule of actually putting out podcasts regularly and putting out videos regularly and blogging and actually being creative. Although me not posting anything for so long has less to do, I think, with a lack of ideas and more to do with just not having the time or even just struggling with managing my creative time. I'm really striving to put various systems in place that I hope will help me be more efficient when it comes to writing and recording. And yeah. I'm actually great at planning, but not so great at knowing when to stop the planning and when to actually just start getting the work done. So that is something I hope to be working on this year. Also, I'm not exactly rebranding Moth and Rust, but I am kind of, I guess, refocusing, maybe freshening things up a little bit anyway. At least in my own mind. I doubt this is of any consequence to anyone other than myself, but I have been redesigning my logo, and if you are a longtime follower of Moth and Rust, you'll know I did this multiple times in the beginning, and that probably wasn't the best idea. I think I had 3 or 4 different incarnations of my logo before I settled on the one that I'm using now, and again, this isn't like a huge deal, because my style will remain the same, or at least continue on its natural progression. But anyway, I think I'm probably going to reveal the new Moth and Rust DIY logo sometime later this month. I just wanted something a little more fun and playful and kind of retro, and honestly, I don't know if other people will like it better. It's not a huge change from what I have now. Most people probably won't care either way, but it's just something that I've kind of wanted to do for a while now, and so I have finally done that. I have also been doing a lot of cleaning and organizing, or at least trying to, in the sewing studio, and I have a long way to go, but that's not the point. I have been finding a ton of sewing patterns that I made, and they're in various stages of completeness. Some are ready to go, and some are still works in progress, but I need to do a test on pretty much all of them before I have any idea where they're at. And once I figure out what's what, I really hope to share some on the blog this year, and also I'd like to share more knitting patterns. I just really haven't been knitting anything, and that's been the case for a while now, but I hope to finally get my butt in gear and do that. And to celebrate my new resolve and slightly new look And just everything. I thought it would be fun to do a giveaway, but I'm not sure what kind I want to do yet. Like if it would be a finished item or a gift certificate or what. So if you have any input on that, please do let me know. I don't know if this will happen later in January or maybe in February, but I do hope to do it sometime soon. I feel like in the upcoming year, I really want to niche out. That's different, I think, from niching down. And this is what I mean. One thing I think probably a lot of content creators, especially in the craft and DIY realm, struggle with, whether they are bloggers or make videos or whatever, is niching down or finding a very specific niche and then sticking to that for their content. From a marketing standpoint, and even from the standpoint of a consumer, I can see how it makes sense to do this. It makes it easier to define your target audience and to know what your content will be focused on. But if your brand, so to speak, is very closely linked to you as a person or too ingrained in your life, which is often the case with small creators, I think, this can be really difficult because obviously people's lives and interests are multifaceted. I realize that if I expand my content and the types of things I talk about, it might not be very helpful to me as far as growing an audience or gaining followers. But right now, I feel like this is what I need to be doing. I might change my mind. But right now, I want to be able to share more. I suspect I'll always have a heavy emphasis on sewing and knitting and textiles because this is something I really love. But I really want to approach creativity in a more holistic way. I want to talk more about gardening and growing and making art and maybe even adding some dance to the mix. I don't know about that one yet. I love to dance and I'm trying to do it more regularly, but I don't know if I'll feature any of that on the blog yet. We'll see. But there are just so many things I've been thinking about that I want to explore, especially when it comes to crafts that facilitate more sustainability and self-sufficiency and just self-growth, I guess. Along with that comes an emphasis on slow fashion and mending, and particularly visible mending, or at least that's my favorite type. I said on my blog more than a year ago that I was going to revamp my wardrobe, and that just hasn't happened yet. I've pretty much just been crawling into the same old rags every day, which is totally fine, I think, from a sustainability standpoint. But from a fashion standpoint, I guess, presentability, I would like to improve my wardrobe. Of course, instead of buying a lot of new things, I want to either make my clothes or figure out how I can remake what I already have. And I would love to incorporate various surface decorations and stitches and patches and just all sorts of visible mending type of techniques to that. Oh, and while I'm talking about slow fashion, I also want to mention to you that right now, fibershed.org is hosting a 7-day slow fashion challenge. If you go to their website, you'll be prompted to sign up for their newsletter, and when you do that, they will send you every day for a week helpful information and action items that will, as they say, set you on a path toward more thoughtful clothing choices. Anyway, I'm not affiliated with them in any way or sponsored by them. This is just something interesting that I happen to see. And if you're interested in learning more about slow fashion and why it's important and how to put it into practice, do be sure to check that out. And of course, as always, I will link to them in the show notes or video description. So yeah, I want to get back to more mending and remaking. I'd love to do a series of mending techniques, again, especially visible mending. There's just a lot I think about doing, and I've decided I'll do it if I want, even if it means trying a lot of different things, and even if it means I won't gain the algorithm's favor. I recently discovered a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson that I had somehow never heard before, but it's really wonderful and I think appropriate, and I would like to share that right now. To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition. To know that one life has breathed easier because you lived here, this is to have succeeded. In the upcoming year, I hope you won't let fear of failure or even the embarrassment at what other people might think stop you from creating and exploring. This is something I'm still working on myself, but life is really short, and a lot of the things we concern ourselves with really aren't worth the time they take up. And if you feel discouraged when you fail to keep a resolution or you don't do as much as you think you should, remember that something is better than nothing. Do a little each day. Set realistic goals. And it's not the end of the world, or even close to it, if you don't always meet those goals. Thank you again for letting me spend some time with you today. This was yet again a bit of a self-indulgent chit-chat update episode about my thoughts on what I think I want to do. The next episode I do plan on having a little bit more educational value, but I hope you enjoyed it anyway. And if you did, I hope you will consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you do that, please be sure to leave your Instagram name so I can check out what you're up to and give you a shout out. You can find me on Instagram at moth_and_rust and at facebook.com/mothandrusthandmade. And please never be shy about reaching out to me there. Be sure to check out my free video tutorials on YouTube, or you can find me by searching for Moth and Rust DIY, or go to youtube.com/c/mothandrustDIY. And of course, you can visit my blog, that's right, mothandrustdiy.com, where you'll find links to everything I just mentioned, as well as free tutorials, patterns, and a lot more. Thank you so much again for listening. I hope you are well, and please take care of yourself.